What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to day two of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's reading is titled Holy Saturday. Every Holy Saturday, the church waits, as it were, beside the tomb, meditating on Christ's death while awaiting the announcement of his resurrection. The King is not dead. He rests from his work. A new day will come. His cross is not defeat. It is victory. From Sarah Christmeyer. Today's text is John 19:38-42. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. Some thoughts on today's reading. The Saturday after Jesus' crucifixion is known as Holy Saturday, or the Vigil of Easter. It has also been referred to as Silent Saturday. The disciples are enveloped in grief, the events of Good Friday still fresh in their minds. Jesus, whom they had hoped would be the Messiah, has died and been buried in a tomb. The world around them seems to stand still, holding its breath as if waiting for something to happen. The silence of this day is profound. The earth has trembled. The sky has darkened, and the veil in the temple was torn, signaling the cosmic and spiritual significance of Jesus' death. Yet, on this day, nothing visibly changes. The disciples, having witnessed the suffering and death of their Lord, find themselves in a moment of hopelessness. The promises they had clung to now seem like distant memories. For many believers today, this day before Easter Sunday is spent reflecting on the death and burial of Jesus. This Saturday consists of contemplative prayer and fasting that is focused on Christ's descent into the tomb. It is also filled with anticipation of Jesus' resurrection. Charles Swindoll provides the following details about the burial process in biblical times. Ancient people weren't as insulated from death as we are in the modern developed nations of the 21st century. Certainly, the men who earned their living by putting other men to death knew when they had completed their task. And unlike today, people prepared their own dead for burial. By the age of 30, most everyone had seen dozens of corpses up close and personal. We might be fooled by a comatose body, but not the people of Jesus' day. After death had been confirmed by the centurion's spear, two of Jesus' secret disciples in the Sanhedrin requested permission to take their friend's body. Normally, the Romans would have disposed of his remains in an unmarked grave with other enemies of the state, but Pilate probably wanted to avoid offending more Jews than he already had. Joseph and Nicodemus waited for the soldiers to lower the body of Jesus from the cross. Then they had to flex and massage his arms in order to relax the rigor mortis, which certainly had set in hard due to the dropping temperature and his physical exertion before death. After pulling his arms down out of the V position, they washed his body and anointed it with oil before wrapping it in a single linen cloth. They tied a separate cloth under his chin and over his head to keep his mouth closed. The burial custom of the Jews required the men to wrap the body of Jesus from head to toe in strips of linen soaked in a mixture of spiced resin. John described the amount as 100 Roman litri. Each litra weighed roughly 12 ounces, 325 grams, so they would have used around 75 pounds of aromatic spices to counteract the smell of decomposition. Then they were to place his body in a burial cave, hewn from a limestone hill. After the body decomposed on a burial shelf in the tomb, his family would have gathered his bones and placed them in the family ossuary, or bone box, along with those of other decayed corpses. Because the sun was setting soon, the burial party had to act quickly. The holy day began at sunset, and they were to be indoors with family for the Passover celebration. Yet Deuteronomy 21:22-23 required the body of someone executed to be buried that same day. They undoubtedly applied only the first layers of linen and resin before hastily placing his body in the tomb, intending to return on Sunday to complete the burial process. See Mark 16:1-3 and Luke 23:54-24:1. Once his body was inside, a team of men rolled a massive stone over the entrance so that grave robbers and wild animals would stay out and the smell of decomposition would stay in. Today, we celebrate this Saturday from a totally different perspective than Jesus' first disciples. For those who experienced this first Holy Saturday, their silence marks the depth of their despair because of what they believed was lost. They had no idea that Jesus' death was not the end of the story. They mourned, unable to see the hope of the dawn that was coming. We, on the other hand, can spiritually reflect on Jesus' suffering, death, and burial from a blessed viewpoint. This silence of our day is sacred, not because it is emptied of hope, but because it is filled with expectation and anticipation. We are privy to crucial information that the first disciples didn't know, that Jesus would be raised victoriously to defeat sin, death, and the grave. Yet, we still need this day of silent meditation focused on the price Jesus paid for our sins and the power he demonstrated over sin's penalty, which is death. Today, may his atoning sacrifice speak loudly into the silence surrounding your soul because of the knowledge of his resurrection. Some questions about today. What emotions do you think the first disciples experienced on the first Holy Saturday? How do the actions of Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus show their courageous love for Jesus? In what ways can this holy and silent Saturday help you discover anew the incredible love of Jesus? Thanks for joining us today.